bodies into the, just throwing these bodies into the trucks and taking them in. This girl got so insane looking at all this.
Was it nice when you were
living there? Yes, yes, it was all gone. So you see, just to save, you see, I mean, he cares so much even for one lover. To save that one family, Baba had to wait so long. And when they didn't pay heed to it, he even gave them a second warning. That is his compassion, this is love. So when my parents read about it, you know, they realized what Baba had done for them. They were very grateful. See, in those days, I don't know, they may be obeying Baba, but in their own way, they took it lightly. Or later when Baba had to sort of, you know, hammer it into their heads, then they realized the seriousness of it.
With Baba, you know, like with the women.
Yes, then once we came down here and lived here, you see, we were in closer contact with Baba's. We could see him more often. Baba used to visit our house, and then it was, we were free, you know, that old man.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have to do anything with the old man, we were independent. But Baba would visit, you know, early in the morning, unannounced Baba would come. And quick, you know, sometimes very early in the morning, 6 o'clock, we wouldn't be in out of our beds, and hurry, Baba's come, and quickly, you know. And just see us, or talk to us, or ask us how we were, and Baba would be off again. That, you know. Yes, then what happened? What is this thing? Is still on?
It's safe to talk.
So then you went to school.
Hello.
Yeah.
You've been sleeping?
I feel awake now.
No, I just had a lot of more.
You didn't sleep last night?
Yes, too much. 10 hours.
10 hours?
Yeah, and I feel fine now. I had to sleep another 15 minutes. So I could listen.
You mean when did she come to stay with Baba?
When did you get to here?
Yeah, that is another part of the story. So then, you see, after finishing my school here, when I finished high school, then I wanted to study for medicine, and for that I had to go to Bombay. So, my mother arranged for me to stay with some cousin of hers so that I could stay with her, because I was, you know, I'd never lived in a city. I was a country girl. Quetta was a very countryside, beautiful place. Nagar was very, you know, very few people, and to go into a city, you know, I was quite new to it. I'd never been in a city, so I got admission in a university, and just near the house where this woman stayed. And after doing 2 years, I had to join the medical school. By the time I finished those 2 years, then my mother said, well, she didn't want me to study further because she said it was not possible, we couldn't afford it. And I must either get married. In those days we had to get married, and the parents arranged for you.
Did they pick a nice husband for you?
No, I said I'm not going to marry. And yes, I think Baba sent for me. Baba was in Mehrabad, and Baba sent for me, and I told Baba that I wasn't going. You see, my parents couldn't afford to send me for higher studies, and so Baba called my mother, and he said that you don't have to worry. I'll take care of her education and everything. And first of all, there was no place for me to stay because I couldn't stay for very long at the relative's place. So where could I stay? And that is where my mother, you know, she said she couldn't afford the fees of the board and lodging. It would be very expensive.
Huh?
Kasla operation? खुद काय दुखत आता केस पेपर कुठे आहे तुझ्या कोणत्या दवाखान्यात सांगितलं होतं मी चिठ्ठी नाही दिली होती ते दिसत जर 5 मिनिट बस कुठं आता बस गायची बसली जाते ओ बाई बसली जा आता तर 12:15 झाले तर थांब आय जस्ट राईट अ लेटर फॉर हर ओ अँड You see, then Baba said that I'll arrange for her board and lodging, and so that is the time when Baba, you know, Farah, Dada Chanji was there. His brother, that is Arnavaz and Nargish's father and mother, they lived in Bombay. नहीं क्या हमारे साथ हम ना करें और नहीं
हाँ क्या हमने अंदर क्या चल रहा है अपना
सो बाबा कॉल्ड फॉर दिस फॉर हमरोज दादा चंदी एंड ही सेड दैट ही वांटेड मी टू गो एंड स्टे विद इन बॉम्बे एट अर्नवाज़ पेरेंट्स home with the Anna was also was very young then all of the they, it was a family of about 6 6 years three sisters and four no they were also 7 yes 7 of them all very young Anna was even younger 2 years younger than me that time that was in when was it was in 1937 and I didn't know anybody in the family And I'd never seen them, I'd never know them, so Baba had already made that, they knew that I was going to stay with them and just before the college opened, I went all by myself alone and I didn't know what sort of a house I was going to enter, who were the people and so I knocked on the door and some of the girls and the mother opened the door and I said I'm Gohar and I said Baba sent me and I was so timid so frightened I just didn't know what to and they took me in with so much love as I thought I was you know they smiled and they took me in embraced me as if I belonged to the family they never for a second they made me feel that they were strangers to me or I was a stranger to them they gave me so much love I didn't even receive that much love from my mother or anyone and the girls were so happy to have me with them and they were very poor they were not rich people and all these little kids there were there it was a small house and But I was very happy there. I was staying there, studying. The house was too noisy. I'd go up on the terrace and read or study. But then I started going to college from there. And the whole family was... See, I haven't seen a woman like Anna's mother who's been so contented. She never complained that she didn't have this or she didn't have that or she... You see, she would not, she'd rather starve her children and give me, no. They were all vegetarians in the house, except for they would eat an egg. But, you know, most of the time they'd have lentil, cook the lentil or rice, very plain food. And for breakfast it used to be just plain, ordinary butter, no butter, just bread, and once in a while an egg. But she'd rather not give her children the egg and she'd give it to me. And she gave so much love. I've never received so much love anywhere except in that house. Of course, leaving aside Baba's love that you can't compare with any. And I noticed that that her mother was so unselfish because I remember in my own mother, once my cousin had come to stay with us for a long time, But my mother was always partial to us, you know, and I used to detest that. I used to fight with her I was a kid, I used to, because she was partial to us, and she wasn't so, you know, she wouldn't want to give her, give that child as much as she would give it to us. She'd always give, serve us first and then serve. So I used to, you know, never liked it. So I'd say that, no, you give her my share. In that way, you see, but in this house, I found such a lot of difference that this woman, she'd serve me everything. She'd deprive her children of the, and those children needed it, all the growing up, little kids, you know. One child was only 2 years old, and she wouldn't give him the egg, but she'd see that I had it. And that house Baba used to visit every 3 months or 6 months. And if any of the monkey ever visited, you know, Baba send them out on errands. Anna's mother, she used to be so happy. She'd get up early in the morning, clean up the whole house, give them the best of, you know, prepare a very delicious meal, so that the Baba's mandali was like, you know, so close, someone living so close to Baba's. I mean, she was so happy to have them. She'd serve them with all her heart and soul. And
what was her name?
Bacha Man. She died very young. She died, I think, when she was 47 or 45, I think. Really young she died. But she loved Baba so much. And the whole family loved. They just grew up on that, you know. All of them, all the little young, these girls, Anavad, Nikesh, Rhoda, they were also young. The other four brothers, two brothers died. One brother died when he was 14, the other brother died when he was 21. Now there are only two brothers. And Faram Rose, you know, who was Baba's secretary, was traveling with Baba all the time. Every now and again he'd drop, he'd always stay in that house. The house was crowded, full, you know, they had these beds, tiers, so that three could sleep, you know, lowest bunk and one more bunk and one more. See, they couldn't accommodate so many people. The seven children, me including eight, the two parents, and Faram Rose would come, and sometimes the old granny would come or some other relation would come. So it was a small house, 14, 15 people. But that house could accommodate, had so much love that they all fitted in. Nariman, he used to come and stay there. He was very young then, in his teens. So there, I spent, I think, nearly 2 years there. Then it was becoming very difficult for me to study, you know, because there was no quiet spot in the house, because those young boys, you know, they were always like, you know, wrestling and fighting and playing and one on top of the other, and the whole house was in a chaos. So later then I stayed in a... by that time the medical school, you see, there used to be no girls' hostel in those days. The medical school did not have a girls' hostel. You see, the school, if the medical school had a hostel of its own, it would have been very cheap to stay, because they charge you very little, they charge the students very little fees. So by the time I finished staying here at Darachandji, a girls' hostel was started at the medical school. So then I moved into there and shared a room with another girl who was studying medicine with me. And then it was quite wonderful. So once Baba took charge of me, then I had, Baba gave me orders that I must write him every week a letter about how I was getting on with the study. I just didn't know what to write, you know, every week I had to write. So I don't know, I must look through those letters. I don't know what I wrote to Baba. And then Adi used to read those letters to Baba. In those days, Adi would, you know, collect all the mail from Nagar. The mail would come, Baba's mail would come, and then he would go to Mehrabad or wherever Baba was and read all the mail. And then he used to answer for Baba to me. And then when I started staying, see, Baba had given me very strict orders from the age of 14 that I must no sex, I mustn't touch men unnecessarily, see. I mean, being... living in a city and being in the same class with co-education, you know, I mean, you did come in contact with men and boys and everybody. So I never made boyfriends. I used to keep away from. We were friends. There were boys who were friends, but never went out with boys. It's always with the girls that I would go. So every now and again, Baba would ask me if I was obeying his orders. Although he knew whether I was doing it or not, but he would always ask us. So when I went to stay at the hostel, you see, nobody was allowed to, you see, you have the visitors coming to see you. That was the rule of the hostel. And you must get a written permit from your parents as to who would come and visit you. You know, if amongst the men, it's all right with the girls. So Baba sent a message that Adi, whenever he visits Bombay, he could come and see me. And Nariman and Anna was his father, and none of my relations. They were not there. Anna was his father, and Paramruta, but it's Chandi, as he is known. So he, whenever he visited, he would come and see me once in a while, or I would visit them. And since that time, I almost didn't have much connection with my family. And Baba had said that I could visit him, during my holidays, summer holidays or whatever it was. I could visit him wherever he was in India. So I would, if it were Baba was in Mehrabad, I would come to Mehrabad and stay there. If Baba was on the Blue Bus tour, I would go in Nagpur or Jabalpur, wherever Baba was. Once at Aurangabad, so I went and joined him there. Once at Bangalore, wherever he was, I'd go and spend my holidays, summer vacation there with Baba, being in the with the women mandi. So that's how.
During those times, Katie was living with Baba.
That time Katie from 1938, I think, just before the Blue Bus tour started, Katie finished her high school. And she came to live with Baba. She came to live with him permanently, you know. And she was there till the new life. And then during new life, then Baba sent away, you know, all the women and the men to various places except the few that he took with him in new life. So Katie and Naja were told to go and stay with Arnavas at her house. But they had to live like they lived in the ashram. And Rano and Kitty went to stay with Merji. Horshid and her mother went to stay with Merji, because Merji had a bigger house and he could accommodate all these people. And then Baba told Katie to that she must find a job and earn her living. No, that was a thing in Mehrabad. Baba had said, no, take care. He said, like, this is a sign for a flat nose, no? Chinese or Japanese, Baba had said. It come and carry you, you know, like this is like taking you, absconding, taking you under the arm and running away with you. So this is the sign. Once Baba had said, told her in Mehrabad, or maybe before, I don't know, before you like that, Katie should know better. And she says that she got her job, when she got her job at the Japanese consulate, she remembered how, and she was not trained to be a secretary. Kitty had taught, shorthand typing to, when they were living in Mehrabad, Upper Mehrabad, and had some lots of time, some spare time. So Kitty would give lessons to Mani and Katie in shorthand typing. And that was a great help to her. But otherwise, she had not taken a secretary course. And that was in 49 or maybe 50, I don't know when it was. And the Japanese consulate had just started, in Bombay. And she was the first secretary there. In fact, the consul general, he didn't know anything about Bombay. And Katie herself was so new to Bombay. But he'd tell her, he'd take her help to go shopping and buy furniture for his house. So, just the beginning of the office and the house and everything. And since then, she's stuck there. She's got a good job.
Even during the World Wars.
Yeah. Which World War?
Well, that was the end.
Not the, no.
40 years.
But since then, she's been there all the time. So even that indication Baba had given. You see, Baba gives you an indication, but you never know.
Was it real difficult for you to walk during the new life like that? Did you have legs pain?
No difficulty. I was very active. Those funny incidents, you must ask Mani whatever they are. Because she remembers that.
But then after the new life, you came and were Marisad only.
No. You see, after Sitar. I graduated in 1944 from the medical school. And then Baba said that, after finishing my medical school, Baba said I could go live with him in the ashram. So at that time, Baba was here in Mehrazad. It was in 44, no? And all this thing wasn't there. There were just two or three rooms at the end there, All these rooms weren't there. And Mera and Mani used to stay there with, I think, Margaret or either Kitty and Ran, or just three or four women. The other women were staying in Mehrabad, Upper Hill. So when I finished my, I sent word to Baba that I had finished my medical studies and now I'm ready to join him. So Baba, Adi, at that time there was no conveyance, Adi had a car, so Baba would send a message. Adi would come every day from Nagar and see Baba here. He'd either bring the mail or, I don't know who other mandi were here, I don't know. And Baba used to see visitors in Aloba's room there. There was no furniture there, but in one corner Baba had a little, you know, spread carpet or something, and Baba would sit there. So Adi brought me here and then Baba said that I could join him. So I went and told my, my father loved Baba in fact more than my mother, you know. He was really resigned, he didn't care what we did. But my mother was very much attached to us, to the children naturally. So when I told her now that I'm going to stay permanently with Baba, I'm going to leave. I'm called for lunch. I think Mera will see you all now at 4 o'clock or 4:30.
You're eating lunch early today?
That's why. Because it's already very late. If you all go in now, when will you come back?
So then just tell us the end of that, when you told your mother you were going to stay with Father.
Yes, so my mother wouldn't allow me to go. See, she said, she felt, you see, that once I went to Baba, already Katie was there. And she felt that if I also go to Baba, she would never see her, or, you know, she would be all the time there. And so she created such a row, you know, she was crying and weeping. And I just didn't know what was happening. You know, it was a tussle with me also, you know. And I used to feel so upset because she was behaving like that. So I sent word to Baba that, you know, mother was behaving like this, and I just didn't know what was. And Baba said, don't come. And I got so upset and I said, all right. Because I was still raw, you know, I didn't know. So naturally Baba didn't care for us. So Baba felt that I was more attached to my mother and, you know, I wasn't strong enough to part from her. So Adi, Baba said, tell her not to see me and she can stay with her parents. There's no need. And then I started crying and I told my mother, look what you've done now. So the next morning I wrote a letter or a note, or I sent word to Adi and I told Baba that under any circumstances I must see him, and I don't want to stay with my parents and I'm going to, you know. So Baba sent for me and then I came and told Baba that no, I don't want to. I'll leave my parents and I'll come and stay with him. So Baba said, yes, all right. Then Baba said that he was going to Bombay and from there he was going to another place, Raipur. No, Mera, Mani, Meru and only myself, four persons, four women, and the others were Mandi, men Mandi. And Baba said that I should join him in Bombay on such and such a date. So then from there we went to Raipur. After 2 or 3 months there, then Baba said, Baba asked me, he said, do you want to be with me and travel all over. You know, Baba is going to leave that place and go to Kashmir or some other place. Or do you want to finish your studies? Meaning, you see, I hadn't done my internship. I was just fresh from the medical school, so I didn't really have much experience. So, again, I made a mistake, you see. I said, Baba, I hadn't done my... You see, because I didn't feel confident enough to pray. You know, Baba would ask me sometimes some medical questions or something to treat the mandi. I didn't know so much of it except for the book work. There was no practical knowledge. So I told Baba that I'd rather finish my internship. So Baba said, all right. So he sent me back to Bombay. That was in 1944. So there I took up posts. I didn't feel bad at that time. I went because I said, Baba said, after you finish that, then I'll call you. I'll send for you, then you come and live with me. So I was quite happy about it. So I went and joined a large hospital, you know, where you do housemanship and internship and you take up work in various departments and, like, you know, medicine and surgery and dentistry and all these various to gain experience. So I started working there. After 1 year, now, I wrote to Baba that I finished now, I have no enough. So Baba said, you keep on working now. Till I send for you. So you see, then I said, now what type of a, first I took a year's course, you see, a year's course, you know, in different departments. Now I said, Baba will call me anytime, so I must take only a, you know, few months, about like 3 months. So I can leave it and go back. I mustn't take on a government job, you know. In a, I mustn't join a government hospital because then they won't release you, you see. So I was given a post in the government hospital. And at that time, you know, on my off days, I would go and visit Arnavaz.
Mm-hmm.
Most all, only Baba people. Arnavaz and her parents' house I used to go. So after going there, no, what was
that? Waiting for Baba to come.
So you see, I took a post in this government hospital, and when I had finished that, then there was a higher post, you know, like a registrar's post. You have this intern 1 year, 2 year, and then you get another post which is higher, and a registrar's post. And it's a very coveted post because very few, in the whole hospital, only one person, out of so many applicants, only one person can get it. It was a women's hospital that I worked in. All the staff was women, but women and children. And the clerks were women, you see, because here in India, some like the Bohri, you know, the Mohammedans, the Khoja people, all these people, they like to go to women doctors amongst the, you know, uneducated classes. The medical officer was a Jew, Jewish lady, very fine person, Gerard. And she was a very hard-working, very good person. And she liked, you know, I was very fond of my work. And I didn't live a life beyond the hospital work. You know, even on my off days, I'd just visit Anawaz's house for a couple of hours and I'd return to the hospital again. If there was an emergency, I'd always go to the operation theater and be there. Even if it was not my day to work, I would work and help. She must have noticed all this. So when that, you know, the next year's, that post, the job for the registrar, you know, mm-hmm. there was so many applicants, and I don't know whether I applied or not. I don't remember what happened. No, I didn't apply. But she selected me. She wanted me to take on that post. And so on the day of the interview, I told her, I can't stay with Arnavaz. And I told her, now, you just phone the office and tell them that I'm very ill, I've got a very bad headache, and I can't come for the interview. So I now phoned the office and she said that I won't be able to come for it. So I said, if I'm not there for the interview, they won't select me. I'll take on any other, you know, from the other applicants they'll select. So they didn't do it. They selected me and they sent me a...
Congratulations.
Now I said, what shall I do? Now I'm already appointed.